makes me wanna dance.
That's Lamar right here on East Point Radio and a track called Dance. Now, it's great to have the pleasure of your company. As always on a Monday between 9 and 12 noon, Mark Lindsay here with the Monday Montage programme. If you've never heard it before, it's a selection of features and lots of great music. Now, this time on a Monday, that is being 10:45, by the way, it's my pleasure very often to welcome folks to talk to us live on the radio about various events taking place across the East Anglian region. And it's all part of the feature
Anglia
in Focus
right here on East Point Radio. Now, today, it's my pleasure to welcome to the programme Genevieve Christie, who is the CEO of the First Light CIC Festival in Suffolk. Now, Genevieve is going to be joining us on the line, hopefully, to talk all about the Mini Happy Place Festival taking place in Southwold on Saturday, the 22nd of October. Very good morning to you, Genevieve.
Hello, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. Nice to speak to you.
It's nice to speak to you too as well. Now, this is obviously a very important event which is going to be taking place, the Happy Place Festival in Southwold. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's part of a project that we've been doing in East Suffolk, which is all about really shining a light on our lovely market towns across the district. And I think lots of us know that Southwold is a wonderful place, a great place to visit and a great place to live as well, or to live near. And really, it's all about shining a light, really, on Southwold this coming weekend, a place that brings us all a lot of joy. So that's the sort of, you know, the main thing about it.
Yes, now, it certainly is a wonderful place, and I've visited many, many times. And literally, the Southwold's Happy Place Market follows the successful five markets held in Saxmundham, Beccles, Leyston, Lowestoft and Halesworth, I understand, earlier this year.
Yes, that's right. The idea has been to kind of remind people, in a way, of how nice their own place is. It comes out of a sort of post-COVID kind of move to get people back into their own towns, get people shopping in their own towns, and also kind of mixing with friends and family in their own place. And each of the towns that we've been creating these events in is unique. I mean, there's lots of similarities, but actually each one has its own charm, its own history, and different things that distinguish it.
Yes, now, as you say, each town has its own character, its own atmosphere, doesn't it?
It really does, yes. And I think the thing about Southwold, when we were thinking about it, I mean, a lot of people think about Southwold as a holiday town, you know, and of course lots of people come from all over the country to visit Southwold. But actually, for those of us who also live near it or in it, it is a place that just, you know, it's got a lovely, happy characteristic. That's what we thought about when we were programming Southwold. I mean, different places. Heart of Halesworth was what we called the Halesworth event, and that was a very joyful marketplace event as well. So, yeah, it's been a fantastic project to work on, actually.
Certainly sounds it. Now, the event itself on Saturday, it's going to bring people together. And as you say, after all the problems we've had with COVID and, everybody having to, be very, very careful and everything else, it's great to be able to give you some publicity for these community events once again.
Yes, absolutely. And we're very grateful. I think it is about people, feeling confident that they can come together. Quite a lot of what we've been doing with this project is outdoors as well. So we'll be on Bartholomew's Green in Southwold, but we'll also be in the beautiful St Edmund's Church, which is a lovely, spacey environment. So we're very aware that people, some people might still be a little bit careful about mixing and mingling. So we've got these nice sort of open air spaces, and then the church being very sort of spacious as well. So I think people will feel happy to be sort of mixing with each other in a safe way.
Certainly so. Now, I'm going to be asking you for some contact details in a few moments, how people can find out more about the Mini Happy Place Festival, which, as we've been saying, takes place in Southwold on Saturday, the 22nd of October. Now, this all happens between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., I understand.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Yes, kicks off at 10 o'clock and finishes at 2 o'clock.
Now, the acts and activities include a master aerialist who will be, I hope I pronounced that correctly, who will be demonstrating the tricks of her trade. Also, children's book author Astra will be discussing doodling and sharing some mindful arts, and also a free children's craft drop-in area. You're certainly catering for a wide selection of folks, aren't you?
Yes. We found that in the towns that we've been working in with this project, that it's very family-focused. Not exclusively, but actually it's really important that families can come with their youngsters and that there's plenty for them to do. So all of those things, I think, yeah, will be engaging for younger members and their parents or carers.
Sounds great. Now, let's give out some contact information for anybody who would like to find out more about the Mini Happy Place Festival taking place in Southwold.
So please go on to our website, which is firstlightfestival.com/Southwold. And you'll find everything there. firstlightfestivalcic.com/Southwold. Or you can just Google First Light Festival and you'll find us there as well. So you'll find all the information. We're also on Facebook as well, which is First Light Lowestoft. So you'll find us.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, I'll ask you for those details again in a few moments. But also, I understand Marketplace regular DJs David Freeland and Ben Horner are playing quality tunes as well as storytelling from Southwold Library, and a number of pop-up stalls are going to be available.
That's right. Yes, absolutely. We've got our lovely regular DJs who create a really sort of great relaxed vibe for the event, and then we've got some nice workshops. We've got music for well-being, carrying on with the sort of happy theme, and we've got Astra, as you said, who's the artist, and that's kind of doodling, and it's about the art of mindfulness, really. So it's kind of what your brain, you know, letting your brain run a bit free with drawing, which is lovely. And we've even got laughter therapy as well on the happy theme. So yes, we've got lots going on, like you've described.
Yeah, we certainly need some laughter therapy these days, don't we?
We do.
One way or another. Now, I understand following feedback from the town's businesses, as well as consultation with Southwold Town Council, it was agreed that the event should be spread across the town, as you've been saying, in zones, and feature a number of different elements. Zones will have activities, talks, entertainment, or a mix of all, with a special focus on a mini Happy Place festival on Bartholomew Green. Now, you've mentioned St Edmund's Church there. I've been there many times. A wonderful venue, and I can recommend it to everybody, because I know that you're also going to have some live music, aren't you, throughout the day?
We are, yes. So we're going to have the live music inside the church. I think the church will be ringing to some slightly unusual music, because we've got some fantastic young musicians actually joining us. And they've got a real mixture of kind of genres. So we've got some kind of singer-songwriters, lovely young performer, Jess Withers, and also Kitty May Hayes. They've been performing a lot around the region. We have a fantastic band, actually, called New River. I think they're exceptionally talented, so I hope people will come and listen to them. And then for some real kind of stonking, enjoyable foot-tapping music, Hurricane Wolves will be joining us in the church. So it'll be a bit different for St Edmunds, but I know they're used to having a wide variety of music, so it should be great fun.
I think it sounds absolutely first class, and I know that a lot of people are going to have a very enjoyable day, and I think it's certainly congratulations to yourself and everybody connected with the First Light CIC Festival in Suffolk for organising this event, and, if you like, lifting the spirits of so many people in these difficult times.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Now, can we have those contact details once again, how people can find out more about the Mini Happy Place Festival, which is taking place in Southwold on Saturday the 22nd of October between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Yes, please go to firstlightfestivalcic.com/Southwold. firstlightfestivalcic.com/Southwold, or go to First Light Lowestoft on our Facebook page.
Great. Thank you very much, Genevieve, for joining us live on East Point Radio this morning. And I know that you're going to have lots of people come down into Southwold and have a very, very enjoyable day this coming Saturday. So well done to everybody, as I say.
Thank you so much. Thanks very much.
Can you stay on the line just about 30 seconds and I'll come back to you in just a moment, OK?
Yeah.
Right, then we've been talking to Genevieve Christie, who is the CEO of the First Light CIC Festival in Suffolk. And as I say, the event once again is the Mini Happy Place Festival to take place in Southwold on Saturday, the 22nd of October, 10 a.m. through till 2 p.m. Many thanks to Genevieve for joining us on the programme this day here on East Point Radio.